What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Try Hard Podcast. Listen, guys, we are back. All right. It's been a minute. I haven't talked to you guys. Actually, it's been a week and a half, whatever. Trying to stay consistent. I got a guest for you guys today. All right. If you're listening on YouTube or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I strongly suggest you go over to YouTube or my Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and watch the video. So, guys, we got a guest today, all right? Let me give you a quick background of this kid, okay? He's technically an amateur Call of Duty, right? The kid's not even 18 yet, all right? He's on his way up. He's grinding his way up. He's doing everything you need to do to make that next step, that next dream of becoming a professional Call of Duty player possible, all right? I've seen the kid play, and he reminds me of a couple of people. I'm not going to say it right now because I don't want to gas him yet. I want to get a big smile on his face. But listen, everybody, please welcome the homie, Encourage. What's going on, Encourage?
Good, man. What's good, guys? How you doing, bro?
Hey, bro. I'm happy to have you here, man. Like I said in the intro, I've been seeing the things you've been doing. A lot of excitement around your name. The whole under 18, community. They've been really bubbling these last couple months. And you're really somebody who's kind of pushed your way to the top. So I wanted to get my listeners and anybody else who has been wanting to hear from you an opportunity to actually hear, things like, where you're from, how long you've been playing, all that stuff. So first off, where are you from? Where did you grow up? Where were you, where do you live? Not the exact location, by the way. Not the exact location.
Oh, okay.
All right. Where are you from?
I live in Texas.
Texas.
I was born in Texas too. Why did
I think you were from fucking? I thought you were like New Jersey or East Coast or some shit like that. Wow.
Nah, Texas.
Oh shit! All right, South Texas, East Texas, West Texas, West Texas.
Yeah.
Oh shit, bro, that's
like mountain time.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah. Well, shit, Texas, bro, that's football country, fucking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. So, you're from Texas. How did you get into playing Call of Duty like competitively?
So competitively, there was this streamer. His name is Equip. You probably know who he is, right?
He's been on this podcast before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So yeah, I was watching like YouTube and I was just trying to get better because I played ranked play. I came across his like YouTube page, and he was playing these like wagers. I was like, yo, this looks like really fun. He's playing for money and stuff and doing all this stuff, and I was like, wow, this guy's like, he's really good, right? So I went to his Twitch, and then I started watching him on Twitch. I was playing. I was just watching him on Twitch, play Chow's, wagers, and whatever. So I signed up on Game Battles, and it was during Cold War, and that's pretty much where it started.
Wow, shit. So how old were you then? So that's like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago. I think I was like 14.
14, god damn. Damn. So pretty much watching Equip. You found Equip. You thought that shit looked fun, and that kind of catapults you into this whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Equip. What is Equip doing? Is he still streaming, I think, right? He's still streaming.
Yeah, I think he's streaming right now, yeah.
Okay, shout out to Equip. Yeah, Equip was on here right when he started bubbling. Right when he started bubbling, I got him on here. That's like maybe like 3 years ago or something like that. Yeah, around there. So, okay, that's crazy. So you saw Equip. That kind of made you get interested in the scene. So what game was it? Was it Cold War that you started actually playing like competitively, like wagers and shit like that? Or I don't think can we say wagers because you're under 18? Whatever. GBs and all that shit. Was it Cold War?
Yeah, it was Cold War. Game Battles, yeah.
Shit. So what were you playing? Like respawns, fucking S&Ds?
Just S&D mainly. Just a lot of like XP matches on Game Battles.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, during that time, like when you got involved, did you see like the pro scene? Was that something that interested in you? Was interesting to you, or was it you were just doing all this shit because it was fun?
At the time, I was just doing it as like a hobby, like a side thing, because I played a lot of like sports, like basketball and stuff. So yeah. It was mainly like a side thing at the time.
Well, yeah, bro, you're from fucking Texas. What are you doing playing video games, bro? That's football, basketball, shit. All right, so you got into that. Did you ever think like, hey, maybe one day I can be a pro at playing video games? Was that ever come to your mind at all?
Nah, not at all. I didn't think nothing about gaming at that time.
Just purely for fun. Just purely fucking for fun.
Purely for fun with the homies, you know. The Myros, you know.
That's crazy shit. That I mean, that's kind of how, that's usually how the best players fucking come through anyways. Like, they're no one's really trying to like, oh, I want to be a professional Call of Duty player at 14. They're just like, oh, I'm gonna do this for fun, grind. So at that time, when you were doing that, grinding GBs, how much were you playing a day? Like, were you like, how much you think?
So I would get home from school and I would like go play basketball like every single day. So I would say after that I would get home like play 2 hours of basketball and then probably play for like 3 hours, bro, to be
So,
honest.
I mean,
On the game.
really, realistically, that's, I mean, it's really not that much. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, it's not
yeah,
much.
it's pretty much what a normal kid your age at that time would play, was just that. Now, when you started playing, did you suck? Were you like, could you tell you were a little bit, you were picking on, could you tell you were picking it up a lot easier than most people?
I could definitely tell I was picking up quicker than a lot of people, but I was playing game battles and I figured out about like the wager site CMG, like Checkmate Gaming. And I got on Checkmate Gaming, bro. I started like 0-16, bro. Like I couldn't beat no one. I actually couldn't beat no one. I was playing for I put in like $5 like twice. I just couldn't win, bro. It was terrible. So yeah, I was definitely bad at first, but like it took a lot of like losing to start winning, you know?
So at that time, you start picking it up a little bit. You're getting your ass kicked in the beginning, like most people do. Then you're starting to learn. Like, how are you learning? Are you learning from just playing, or are you like on YouTube looking shit up? Like, how are you learning?
Yeah, I was learning from just like playing, and at the time I started going to Checkmate Gaming. This was like at the very end of Cold War. I was watching a lot of Illy, like what he used to do. I used to like kind of like try to copy what he does and like learn from him. Like if he's one shot, what would he do in this situation, or like you know stuff like that. So I learned a lot from Illy Ender, yeah.
So that's pretty much what, like, I mean, when I was a kid back in the day, back in the day, when I was a kid, when I started learning how to play basketball, I would like, my favorite basketball player was Allen Iverson. So I would literally, this is when YouTube was just coming up. I'd go on YouTube, look at fucking Allen Iverson highlights, and just copy what he did on the court, literally. And
Exactly.
it got pretty good. Yeah, same thing with esports, with competitive gaming. So you did that. You start there. Was there a point where you're okay at that time? You're 14. So what are you, a freshman, sophomore?
I think I was a freshman or a sophomore. I don't know which one.
Okay, so you're one of those. So you're playing. You're in normal sports. You're playing basketball at that time, right? So you're playing organized basketball. At what point, or even to this day, because you're still in high school, right?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
Yeah, so you're still in high school. At what point do you start like, all right, I'm playing after school, or after I'm done with practice, playing 2 to 3 hours, whatever. At what point do you start playing a little bit more and a little bit more, and then do you realize, oh shit, this is taking up a lot of my time? Like, at what point do you get to that point?
It was like Vanguard, like the middle of Vanguard. I found this guy in eights. His name is Sage. B Sage, shout out B Sage. And he was like my duo for that game on console. We were playing tournaments and we were winning like everything, bro. We were literally like winning all the console 2v2 tournaments. And I think I went for I got like $100 of my balance at one point. I was like, man, this is like insane, you know? And I was just like grinding every day playing the tournaments. I slowly started to drift away from sports. So that's kind of where it got.
So around Vanguard. Vanguard, you started
Yeah,
like,
Vanguard.
fuck all this sweat and shit. I'm gonna sweat on the game.
Yeah.
Now, so you're doing that. Obviously, you're at that time, you're a normal kid, you're in high school, you got friends, you got girls, all that shit. Now, do you start like, and this is a good thing. Like, I like to especially talk to a lot of you young guys, because there's people who are younger than you who might watch this and get to the point where it's like, all right, I want to chase this dream. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to try to be a Call of Duty pro or whatever. Did it get hard at one point during that time when you were, you're still young, but two years ago, when at those are like the golden years of your teenage years. Like, that's when you get to, fucking weekends, have fun, hang out with the homies, girls, all that. Did you start, like, Did you start having to sacrifice like a lot of that type of stuff to like start getting better once you started realizing that you are pretty talented at the game?
Yeah, I definitely had to sacrifice a lot of those things because to be the best, you got to put in all the time. And you got to put in all the time, and obviously, you have to just be really good at the game. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I definitely drifted away from a lot of those things, like friends and,
Yeah.
stuff like that.
And it's a big sacrifice. That's a lot of I always tell people, hey, and I'm friends and I have close relationships with a lot of the guys in the CDL. I'm like, yo, I've been around a lot of these kids. I've seen them since and no Diddy since they were, 17 to, they're, now they're middle-aged men, right? And it's like, bro, it's not like they had to sacrifice the, friend time, the girlfriend, all that stuff. And it's you're chasing the dream. It's just like any other sport, any other career. You got to sacrifice a lot of shit to get to a point where you can even make it possible, right? So you're doing that. Do you have now, since I'm assuming you had like a main friend group, did they start saying something like, bro, why are you playing this game so damn much? Like, how did your IRLs treat it, seeing you spend so much time playing this game?
My IRLs, like, they definitely were, like, tweaking about it, but they kind of understood, because,
Yeah.
like, they knew, like, I was kind of making something out of it, so they respected it, you know?
Yeah, because at that time, the Call of Duty pro scene was kind of at that time was kind of at its peak as far as like popularity and stuff. So you could go on YouTube and just type in Call of Duty Pro and fucking everything would pop up, right?
Yeah.
So I guess yeah, it's a little more accepting with that. Back in the day, like back in the day, like you if you said you wanted to be a Call of Duty Pro, it'd be like what the fuck is that? Like no one knew what that was. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So now you're there, right? Your friends are seeing, all right, this dude, all right, he's spending a lot of time in the game, but he's really good. This is a path. What did your parents say? Like, what did your like, your mom, your dad, or your grandparents or whatever? What did your parents say?
Like at first,
Yeah.
so at first, they didn't really know much about it. They just thought I was doing it for fun, but it was really hard convincing my dad to put $5 in for me when I first started for like the game bet or the CMG website, the Checkmate Gaming.
Yeah.
Because when I lost it and I asked him again, he was like, nah, bro, like
Yeah.
you need to chill because
Yeah,
like no way I'm just gonna keep losing,
you're not just gonna keep burning my money, brother.
Keep burning money, yeah.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
like when I made my like first 100 off the site, he was like, damn, like that's kind of crazy, like
Yeah.
$5 a 100.
Yeah.
So I think he's really cool with it. He's actually brought me to like two local events so far, like lands.
Oh, that's
And
cool.
like
That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, that's I always tell young players, it's like, dude, like if your parents can be like supportive of your dream of especially this, because at the end of the day, you guys are young, you're living with your parents are literally watching their kid just spend damn near all day in a room, right? And it's like, as a parent, I get where they're coming from, right? It's like, all right, what is this guy doing? You know what I mean? And that's a big mistake a lot of young people who are trying to chase this Call of Duty dream make is like, there's times where, you might, and you could probably speak on this, like, where there are times where it's like, all right, I gotta make sure Pops is good. Like, Pops wants me to go outside, mow the lawn, or take the garbage out, or where did you guys have a kind of good communication on that? Like, hey, as long as you take care of the shit you got to take care of, go ahead and chase this. Like,
Exactly. Just do good in school and, help
yeah.
them out or hang out with the family,
Yeah,
spend time with
exactly.
them.
Yeah. So yeah, you knew I got to be a good son, a good student, and he's gonna let me do this. That's what it was. And yeah, again, that's what I like a lot of young kids who chase this shit, they forget about that. Like, dude, like you're at the end of the day, it's your parent, right? They love you, and they're coming from a different time where video games are video games, right? Video games are they're not, and during their time, video games, you didn't make money off video games, right? You didn't, have you didn't make a you didn't have a career off video games. Video games were supposed to be for like wasting time and fun. That's it, right? So when your parents see you spending all this time on a video game, it's like, dude, to them, you could be doing something way more productive with your time, right? Where with someone like you who has a who actually has a skill and a talent to make this a career or whatever, yeah, it's so important to have that. I have a lot of I have a lot of crazy stories with that. You know, having to, you know, having to call or text some of my old players' parents to like convince them, like, yo, let me tell you, I'm so and so. I'm an adult like you. Like, you don't understand. Your kid has a fucking, he's got what it takes to be, you know, to make a lot of money doing this. And it's just like, they don't understand, right? It's just like, and, you know, those players now are in the Call of Duty League and they're making money and they're very successful. So you got your parents, your dad's supportive. At what point after that, it's like, all right, my friends are cool. They understand what I'm doing. My parent, my mom or my dad, they're all good. They're supporting me. I'm gonna do my best to be a good student, a good son. At what point were you like, all right, I'm gonna like actually try to do this. Like, I'm gonna really try to make this a thing and pursue a possible career with this. Was there any time or point or situation where you realized, all right, I'm gonna actually try to do this shit?
It was the middle or the like kind of near the end of Modern Warfare 2, the last COD. I saved up my money from like winning tournaments, wagers and stuff like that. And I bought like a PC, like a straight up full on, like really nice PC.
Yeah.
And I joined this thing. It's called the Under 18 Call of Duty League.
Yeah.
It's like the Call of Duty League, but it's like for underagers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like destroying it. No one could kill me. I was the best. And like, I was the best, you know, like, yeah. I was just the best. And like, everyone's like, who is this guy, right? Like, he just came in the league, he's just destroying everyone, right? So that's kind of where it started, and I was like, wow, yo, I'm actually, like, I'm kind of nice with it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm destroying at my level, so, like, maybe if I take it to the next step, you know, I could really do something with this, so.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, the point where I was like, yeah, man, like, maybe I should just try going to the league.
Yeah. And that's when I first came across you was that league, that under 18 league, and, again, I've seen the different classes of underagers, the last like 5 or 6 classes of underagers, right, that have come through, and I've seen some of them who were like, oh, they were good, but they weren't good enough, right? They weren't good enough to be in. A lot of those guys didn't make it. They just stopped playing. You know, it is what it is. That's what happens. Yeah. And the reason why I kept on seeing your name and some of your other teammates' names, but mostly I kept on seeing your name, and I finally like, all right, like, let me watch these motherfuckers, like, let me watch these damn kids, and I watched you, and I was like, okay, and this is online, right? And for me, I take online with a grain of salt because it's fucking online, right? But I watched you, and I was like, all right, there's something there, right? There's the kid has. He's got potential to be something crazy, right? Now at that time, you know, the last, like, I would say the last great underage group was like Sib, Mac Melt, and those guys, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And then the peak of the underage groups were Simp, fucking Celium, Illy. You know, when those guys were going crazy and beating all the pro teams and S&D tournaments. And that was like when the whole underager thing really kind of fucking blew up. So when I seen you, it reminded me of that type of shit. I'm like, oh, this kid, he's got the movement. He's making plays. He's got a pretty sensible. I could tell you're fairly knowledgeable of the game right now. Right. And you're still going to learn more, right? You're still going to your overall sense of how the game supposed to be played, still going to develop as time goes on. So you start blowing up from the under 18 league. Something big ended up happening a couple of them, like 2 months ago. Your whole team got picked up by FaZe Black Academy, right?
Yeah, FaZe, yeah.
So you got so you guys are their academy. You guys are their academy team. What does that entail? What do you guys do? Do you guys scrim the do you guys scrim sometimes, help them? They want to run some plays against you guys, or you guys rep them in tournaments, stuff like that? What does that entail?
We kind of just rep them in tournaments, and you know, we're kind of it's kind of like the cadet team back in like 2018 with
Like the E United cadet team.
yeah, United cadet team. So we just like we rep them, we you know, talk to the pros, we play with the pros, I guess,
Now
and
let's get into that.
like
So
that.
I was watching one time when remember when you guys were playing with Zuma, Pred and those guys, and that's kind of when you guys got into like the main eyeballs of everybody in the community, right? You guys were or you guys were playing like eights or fours against who was it? Zuma, Pred, fucking who I forgot who else it was.
Got it. It was like Red, Zoom, Shotzi.
There you go, shots. So at that time, you guys are playing them. You guys are going back and forth with them. Was that like the first time you ever played? Like, had you played pros before that? Like, had you played pros in tournaments before that?
Yeah. I've played pros, like I've played Illy like off stream like a couple times, like Chao wagered him.
So you, so I mean, you know that you can play with those guys, right? You know, like you know you got the gunny, you got the skill to play with those guys. Now, during that whole time when you guys were playing Pred and those guys, even though I thought the whole time he was just trolling, which I'm pretty sure everybody knows he was, when he was calling you guys cheaters or whatever like that, right? Like that's anybody who plays online. And anybody who's known and they get shit on by someone that's unknown, that's like a immediate like, that's an immediate thought. Like, is this guy hacking? Like, how? Who the fuck is this? Do you get a lot of that? Like, you have to get a lot of that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it hasn't happened like as of recently, just because of like the whole being under phase thing, and everyone's like, man, this kid's just nasty, you know. But like, before I was like on phase and stuff like that, like everyone used to say I was cheating. Like it happened like on a regular.
But you were already on your come up when you were on console, so it was not like it wasn't like you were shitting on people on console. You were shitting on people on console, and then you just went to PC, kept on shitting on people.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
so nothing new. So now, have you been going to any locals?
I went to two locals, both in New York. Or no, one in New York, one in Philly.
How'd you do in those?
I didn't, we didn't do that good. Like not
No.
to like my standard.
Yeah.
I don't want to point at fingers like, come
Yeah.
on, man. I
But here's the thing though. Here and this is what I tell a lot of young guys. It's like, dude, it's not even about winning. At your level, it's not even about winning. Obviously, you want to win because you're a competitor, right? You want to win, right? But at your level, it's like it's really about just getting the reps on land. Literally. That's all it is. And it's not really the reps, because you got the reps. It's more of like the environment. Right, having motherfuckers standing over you, breathing on your neck, watching you play, like people yelling from this side of the venue or lights flashing over here, like all those things that we're not that people who compete are not used to because they do the majority of their competition in their room, right? LAN is like, especially for you young guys who are coming up, who have an opportunity to do great things in the space. You go to LAN, yeah, you want to win, but it's not the end of the world if you don't win. It's about getting the reps. You got in there, you put yourself in an uncomfortable environment because you're not at home, you're not in your flip flops, you're not in your boxers, you're out, you know, in front of everybody else playing, people yelling. At your first local or LAN, did you feel a difference? Did you think there was a difference, or was it all you pretty much expected?
It was all I pretty much expected. I mean, that whole event I was playing it insane at the first local I went to. Like I was lights out, like I was peacing.
So again, it's just about the reps. Now just think about that. Now think about when you first started. Did you and I tell a lot of these young guys too, is like, dude, like this is you're right now, I'm telling you right now you're in the best time right now. Right now, even and I know you don't you probably don't understand, but you're in the best time because you're on the come up, right? So it's like, you know what you have to do to get yourself to the next level, and you're doing all that. But it's right now, it's fun right now, right? You're not a pro yet. It's technically not your job yet. So right now it's like, you know, you're having fun with your boys online. You're going to locals. When you turn 18, when do you turn 18?
June, like June. 2 months.
Yeah, so you turn 18. Will you be able to go to a? You'll be able to play in cups.
Maybe. I might wait till next card though.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's a good idea. So, you know, you're gonna be 18 here soon. Next season, you're gonna finally be able to either play in challengers or, you know, we'll say. I won't be surprised if you don't play in challengers, and I'll let you know why. So. This is the best time right now. So you got to enjoy it. You got to, you know, like if you got opportunities to go to locals, go to them. Doesn't matter if they're small, big, whatever. Fucking just go to them because you want to get those reps in. Now, you got your whole squad gets picked up by FaZe. What was that feeling like? Because I'm sure, you know, since you got into the scene, it's FaZe. You know what I mean? There's Optic, there's FaZe. Was that like, did you ever stop and think about that? Like, holy shit, I'm with FaZe now.
Yeah, no, definitely. When I joined FaZe, I was like, yo, this is insane, you know? Like, yeah. At the end of the day, bro, I'm still a kid, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Still cool to be on FaZe, and I knew, like, it was a good thing for me and my come up just because, like, it's FaZe, obviously, and, like, the exposure, and people actually are finally to seeing how good I am at the game, so that's, like, it's a big thing, you know?
It's a huge thing. That's what, you know, that's... Being a part of FaZe is just like that's like prestigious. You know what I mean? Like that's like there's a lot of prestige that comes with that. So let's fast forward to before we get to that. Now, and no offense to any of the other under 18 players, you are my number. You're in my opinion, you're the top underage player right now in Call of Duty, in the esport, right? Who do you think is like people that, you know, players that people should look out for? Like
that aren't known?
That aren't known. Yeah. Yeah. Like other than your teammates, cause I know all your teammates, other teammates are, you know, they're on their way too. Who do you like that aren't like known to like someone like me or someone who, you know, doesn't know?
It's a good question. Cause I don't really know. I don't really know anyone that's like on the come up that's like actually, you know, like
it's got insane. Yeah, yeah. So do you think
there's definitely good players, but
there's good players, but do you think there's maybe like a drop off of talent coming up?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, and that usually, I mean, that's a pretty common thing. Especially now. And in a lot of times there might be players that maybe you've played against that will hit a stride and all of a sudden they're, you know, godlike in the next year or so, right? So that's a possibility. Yeah. So how did you get involved with your teammates? Like, how did you guys come together and form this fucking FaZe type team, like godlike team? How did you guys come together?
So it was the start of the Marfor 3 season. Confid, my teammate. He knew how good I was for Marfor 2. He, like, automatically wanted the team with me.
Yeah.
Just because of how good I was playing that year. Or that under 18 season, I guess you can say. Yeah. He hit me up first, and he was like, yo, bro, we got a team of two. I'm under this team. It's called Electrify Steel. We got to get two teammates. I said, you know, that's scary, bro. I'm down. You know, it's pretty good organization. Like, it was well-known back in, late Marfor 2.
Yeah, shout out to Fresh.
So he hit me up with that opportunity. I was like, yeah, that's great. I'm down. Because this is, like, fun to me. You know, I'm having fun playing this.
Yeah.
And we picked up Millie the Gunny. He was under 18. And his duo was Derek the Goat. So we got Millie and Derek the Goat.
Yeah.
But we knew Millie was turning 18, so we had to pick up someone else. So we got Ryan. He was, like, the next best player. So we picked up Ryan. So it was me, Confid, Ryan, and Derek. We were just slamming everyone in the U18 season. Like, we won all tournaments that we played, all five cups and the championship, obviously. And then I joined FaZe, like the or Zuma's like sub-8s thing, I guess. And I was playing with the FaZe Black owner. His name is Los Bullen.
Yeah.
And like he was just playing, I guess. I didn't really know who he was, but I was playing sub-8s with him. Or in Zuma sub-8s, I was frying, I was hard comming, I was piecing, you know? And then that's it. That's like he gave us the opportunity after because he knew how good we were.
Not yeah, nice, bro. That's so. Now you guys are there. Okay, we did a quick we did a quick synopsis of your whole journey. Now, and again, this is I pride myself. I really pride myself, especially now because now I'm not really involved with challengers. It's for whatever reason. I pride myself in really like helping push, the next stars, the next whatever you want to call it. So let's say you're 18 right now, right? And we're gonna take phase out of it because we're gonna take phase out of it because you're already on phase. We're gonna take phase out of it. If you could join any professional Call of Duty team right now, which team would it be?
Optic.
Ooh, okay. Well, yeah. You're an Optic fan?
Yeah, Dash is my guy, bro.
Yeah, so you're an Optic, but I mean, for your first favorite team is FaZe, obviously, right? You have What do you mean? You have to be. Say
I
just
mean,
hey.
FaZe is my second, bro. FaZe is my second.
Oh, you're on FaZe. You have to say
I
FaZe is
know.
first. We're gonna
I
edit
do,
that
huh?
out. We're gonna edit that out. We're gonna edit that out. But so you're an Optic fan, right? I mean, it's not new. 95% of fucking people who like Call of Duty are Optic fans. So,
Yeah.
who's your favorite fucking Optic? Let me guess, Scump.
Like in general, like in all entirety?
Overall favorite Optic Call of Duty player.
Probably formal though, low key.
Formal?
Yeah, like I like Scump, but like competitiveness, like in game, like I like formal.
Yeah, formal was nasty. Formal was nasty. So you grew up, so you're Optic fan. Now, when that opportunity comes, like in my opinion, all right, and I know there's two GMs I was talking to the last couple of days, and they actually the day I messaged you, was it yesterday or the day before that? When I messaged you, I was talking and I was like, I don't want to say what team they are, but we go back and forth all the time, and I was like, yo, I like to give them little like snippets, like, hey, look at this person, look at this person, and I gave them your name, and they were like, yeah, we're already been watching him, blah blah blah, and then they said some shit like, have you talked to him before? I'm like, no, I haven't, and that's when I hit you up. I'm like, yo, come on my podcast, bro. I want to fucking hear you. I want to talk to you. Like, now. I think, in my opinion, and again, if you're any GMs or coaches watching this, except for Miami, he's not from fucking Spain, so keep it moving. What do you bring to a team? Like, what do you bring to a team? Like, what are your, in your opinion, your best attributes? You're a creative player. What are your best attributes that you think help a team?
My best attributes, I feel like I've really like when I'm locked in, like I'm really competitive, and like you could tell I just want it more than like anyone else in the game,
You
anyone else,
want to win at any fucking cost. You want to win.
any cost, yeah, any cost. Not no
If
scummy stuff, but I want to win
no,
at
but
any
like
cost.
if winning means you go negative 10, you'll do it just to win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. That's what I like. That's what I like to fucking hear. So you hear that. All right. The kid wants to win at any cost. No scummy shit though. All right. Not me though. I'll put a Zen on for me to win. All right. Don't get it twisted. But so now let's say I think, and I'm gonna give you my prediction with you. All right, my prediction with you is, whatever happens with the CDL next year, if it even is a CDL, and you don't respond to this at all, but my prediction with you is gonna be, and I'm very good at predictions. Ask Dante, ask Sib, ask Simp, ask fucking Fire, ask any of the guys that I've had relationships in the past. I'm really good with predictions. My prediction with you is, I don't think you even play a challenger event next year. I think you get picked up. I think you are that talented where you get picked up at the very least as a sub for a pro team, right? If you play a challenger of cup challenger event or whatever next year, cool, but I don't think it'll last very long. I know personally that there are, more than two teams who are like watching, right? Watching. Smart teams too, teams who aren't at the fucking bottom every year. When that happens, I'm not gonna say if, when that happens, what is your overall goal when you become a professional Call of Duty player? What's your overall goal? Like, do you like when you started, did you only want to become a pro, or do you want to be the best of all time? Do you want to be one of the best? Like, what's your overall goal when you become a professional Call of Duty player?
Well, being the best of all time is gonna be hard because, like, obviously there's not events as there used to be. But when I'm in the league, I want to be I want to be the best. I want to be the best in the league for sure. Like at the time I'm competing till the time I like stop competing, I want to be the best at in every single season I play, every single league or every single year. If I'm in the league, I want to be the best in the league and I want to win.
Win, no exceptions. Now, here's another thing I want to tell you. I'm dropping game for you right now. All right, so fucking get a pen and notepad out. Listen, one thing that it pisses me off, and I'm telling you this because you're a young guy and I think you seem pretty smart. Do you plan on doing content? Do you plan on doing content?
I'm gonna do content for sure.
Bro, one of the biggest mistakes, even though I don't think if you do end up in challengers, I don't think it'll last very long. But even if you should do this anyway, because just in case, one of the biggest mistakes a lot of challenger players have or make is they don't do their content. All right. And what I mean by content is, bro, at the end of the day, all you motherfuckers are really good at the game. All right. In sport or in esports, in competitive gaming, in gaming in general, the best way to get a following as far as like, on Twitch or whatever streaming platform you make is you either gotta have a really good personality or you gotta be fucking nasty at the game, right? You guys, the majority of you guys who are top amateur players, you, the top under 18 players, the professional players, you guys are really good at the game. It's literally it's annoying when I see players who aren't streaming, who aren't making content. Bro, it's literally free money for you guys. All
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
It's free money. And I'm not saying you're gonna start off making a hundred of thousands, but you're gonna make something. A lot of challenger players, bro, and again, I'm telling you this because I think you'll listen. A lot of challenger players make the mistake when they get into challengers, they don't do content. And then when they get any opportunity, they take dumb opportunities in the league. All right. They take situations and league spots that they know are gonna fail, and then their fucking stock is just ruined. You know what I mean? Like just ruined. I mean, shout out to my boy Fire. It's one of my closest people in the scene. He did that. All right. He did that. He took a bad opportunity. But because he was desperate, wanted to get in the fucking league, right? Trying to get paid, and they fucking ruined his stock. And I blame that on them. Whatever, that's a whole different thing. So yeah, bro, get that content going. Fuck it, just stream. Pop up the stream. You know what I mean? Pop up the stream. You'll get subs and followers off of just doing what you do every day anyway. You know what I mean? Like. It's literally free money. I never understood why players don't do that. So, all right, man. Well, listen, I don't want to take up too much of your time today. What do you got going on for the rest of the day? You can play tournaments and shit?
There's a Checkmate Gaming Elite in like 20 minutes. So I'm probably gonna play that.
All right, bro. Well, listen, man. I appreciate you stopping by, bro. Like I said, I think you got a bright future, man. Keep your eye on the fucking ball. Say no to the hoes, all right? Say no to these e-girls out here on Twitter and shit. Fuck all that. You got what it takes to be. Listen, When I see you play, bro, and I'm not trying to gas you, so don't get all happy. When I see you play, I see Simp, I see Sib, I see a lot of those guys that I got to know. I see the exact same shit in you. So, like I said, keep your eye on the ball, grind this motherfucker, and good luck on the rest of the year, bro.
Sir, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview with Encourage. Make sure you go drop him a follow. His Twitter is right here on the screen. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll be back next week with another episode, maybe an interview. Who knows? More likely. But I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday, Monday, whenever you listen to this. Make sure you drop a follow. Make sure you drop a follow on the or subscribe on the YouTube. If you want to listen to the audio version of this podcast, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It'll be up there right away. All right. Have a good night, you guys. I'll talk to you later. God bless. We out.